Just to make you aware, so staff's back in, comes off IR. Tyler Myers had surgery yesterday. So he had an injury that is a long rehab on, and for 90% of the people, it's just long, and they eventually get past that threshold, and he could never get past that threshold. So you delay it as long as you possibly can because you hope you don't have to. And again, the big bulk evidence says you won't have to, but there is a section of athletes that need to have surgery. So he had it yesterday. There's a 6 to 8 week window on this recovery that we hope cleans everything up. But the expectation is that by the time he hits either that six or if it's a normal rehab, that he's a full player, that we don't have to take another 2 weeks after that and condition him back into shape. Part of his rehab means that if he gets to that window and all goes well, then he'll be back in our lineup at that time.
So you plan on having that player back before the end of the season?
Correct.
And A, you've lost that good defenseman for a good chunk of your year, and B, there's
played
been,
11, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, and B, there's been this uncertainty of when he's going to come back. How's that played out on your lineup?
Not having Tyler's had a major impact because there's still 16 games in there without Jake and others. So, like, non-injury, we're at 2021 without Jake and Toby. But Tyler has, from the time he's been here, had a really big impact on our game. It's pushed Bufflin's minutes to a point that I don't think that's helped him. And I guess in a positive, Truba picked up an awful lot more minutes maybe in that role, but we've missed him greatly.
Sorry, so it's hip or hip surgery?
Oh, I didn't mean, no, it's not his hip.
Okay.
Just a preview existing lower body, an existing lower body injury. We don't know, the hip's fine. When his hip got fixed, his range of motion got better, which may have led to part of this. But no, it's his hip's been good. Hip and knee that he had done last year have been fine.
And with Drew coming, would you need a roster spot?
Brandon Tanev was returned this morning.
Okay. Just going back to Stafford, obviously injuries have been a factor in his year.
Yeah.
What do you need to see from him down the stretch here?
When he's played for us, he's done a really good job of controlling the puck and getting pucks to the net and being a good veteran player, and you can move him around your lineup a little bit. He's a real good utility player and real smart player. He's done some power play time for us. Just a little veteran experience in those games. I think he's going to – the matchup tonight is a little different. I may end up moving the lines around a little bit. Want to get him into the rhythm here. But as it stands tonight, Pearl, Patan, and Stafford have the ability to play well offensively, do some things, and Staff has been pretty solid on his reads.
Paul, earlier today, another member of the coaching fraternity lost his job. And is this just a reminder, a sobering reminder to coaches that this really is a what have you done for us lately kind of league to have guys like Ken Hitchcock and Claude Julien now both out of work?
You don't really need a reminder. I think you guys can do the stats, but somewhere between 8 and 10 a year, about maybe 7 and 10 a year, usually. 4 to 5 in season, 4 to 5 out of season. So it's about a third turnover, I think. That might be a little high, but not much. We're reminded of it regularly.
Is it different when it's an older veteran guy like Julien, who's the longest serving NHL coach? Does that have any more impact?
No, I mean, that's a long time. 10 years, is that about right? Stanley Cup. And usually what it does is it drives salaries up. Claude has next year at 3, so he's going to be okay. Probably not working for less the next time around.
Does it just serve to show that even the best coaches at some point, maybe the message starts to wear thin?
So what's the story? I don't know how much the message necessarily wears thin. It's about expectations and what you've promise to deliver in terms of the people watching the hockey games. When you the turnover is natural. I mean, it almost has to happen. There's been one, right? Scotty Bowman was never fired, but he stopped coaching to become a manager at one point during a difficult stretch, I believe. So I think it happens to just about everybody, right? And if you're good, it probably happens to you a bunch of times.
almost a victim of your own expectations.
Well, I think that your team has to show forward progress, and no team ever does, right? You have to be, there has to be an understanding of where that team is at. And at some point, it's either moving slower than you want to, or you've cycled out. You've had a few good years, and now the team is going to run the rebuild. It's usually around that time.
Just a thought on facing Minnesota tonight, just kind of your expectations and how the team can rebound from Colorado.
Well, this is a great test for us tonight. I mean, they've got it right. They score more than we do, and they're the best defensive team on our side. And they play so much like the New Jersey Devils in their heyday, with the change being the game has changed. So it's a faster game. It's not nearly as physical maybe as New Jersey was, but the structure of their game and their attitude above the puck is very, very similar. They're hard on the puck. So the things that we need to improve at as a hockey club are going to get tested here tonight. There's not going to be any easy offense. I think the Edmonton game, they almost had an odd man rush between the two blue lines at one point, and that was about the extent of the openness of that game. So mentally understanding, because you go out there and say, hey, if you just play your game, you're going to be fine. Well, you play your game, you're still not getting anything from them. But their quickness on the puck in the offensive zone and their size, they've got a real veteran forward group there that gets the puck to the net strong. So all the things that we need to test ourselves with, we need to improve at, will be on display tonight.
One more, Paul. You talked about the importance of managing the losses. How has your group responded in the last couple of days to what was kind of...
The work got a good solid bit of a grinder yesterday, and worked hard at it and focused at it. They know the areas that we need to be better at.
Thank you.
Sorry, just one real quick one on Ben Chiarot. Does he need a couple more practices and possibly a player for Friday?
That's possible. He needs a couple more good hard tugs to get back up to speed.
And Andre tonight?
Correct.
Is you looking to get Connor in a game relatively soon again?
Yeah, if you look far down our schedule here, you don't have to look that far down. He's been pretty good against a certain team coming up.